Thank you, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church. We're glad you're listening this morning, and we do pray that we will be a blessing to you as you listen to the Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in the city of Forestdale. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock and then our morning worship at 11. Tonight's services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service and then 4:30 for our evening worship. And then Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. is our midweek Bible study. So you're welcome to come to all of these services, and I know that if you're looking for a place where you can just worship God God's way, you'll find it at the Independence Baptist Church. Why don't you come and see for yourself? If you have questions about the things we believe or the things we practice, you're welcome to check out our church's website. That's www.independencebaptist.org. That's all one word. IndependenceBaptist.org. There you'll find much information about the things that we believe, the things that we preach, and the things that we practice. If you have any questions at all about the things that we believe, you can contact me through the internet, and I'll be glad to talk with you about any and all of those issues. This morning, I'd like to look in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 7, and verse 14, and think on this subject: the opportunities God has given His people to bless and to cleanse their nation. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 reads, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." First of all, this morning, let's think about the setting of this passage of Scripture. At this point, God is speaking to Solomon. There is the conclusion of two generations of work. In the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 17, verse 1, David, Solomon's dad, determined to build a house for God to be worshipped in. And then in 1 Chronicles chapter 22, verse 8, God told David that he could not build a house for him because David had shed too much blood during his lifetime, but that Solomon, his son, would be able to build the house of God, and God would give peace from all enemies during his reign. And then in 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 10 through 19, God gave David the detailed plans for the temple. In 1 Chronicles 22, verse 1 through 5, David provided many of the materials for the temple before his death. And then in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, in verse 1, Solomon has built the temple, and now he's offered the sacrifices. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1 through 3, fire comes down from heaven, and the glory of God fills the temple, so the people praise God greatly. And the Bible states that Solomon offered 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. There was no room for all of these sacrifices, and so the middle of the court was hallowed to make room for this sacrifice. There was a great time of rejoicing. And it was during this time of great rejoicing about the blessings of God as the people of Israel and Solomon looked back over the past two generations and saw all the things that God had done for them and to them. It was at that time that God told Israel that if they did fall away from being faithful, that God would surely forgive them if they humble themselves and returned to the true worship of God. Think about this, folks. Just because a person sins doesn't mean that God will never forgive them. All they have to do is to repent of their sin and ask God to forgive them, and God will do that. That person will, of necessity, have to live in the consequences of that sin. But God will forgive them. Think of this. Just because a nation, the United States of America, for example, has sinned against God, that does not mean that God will not forgive us. One thing that we ought to be very careful to do is to remember what this passage states. 2 Chronicles 7, verse 14 states, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." You see, a person will not be forgiven if they do not humble themselves before God. A person will not be forgiven if they do not seek God. A person will not be forgiven if they do not turn from their wicked ways. The same exact thing is true of a nation. God will not forgive the nation that has not humbled themselves before God and recognize that He is God and that there is a standard that God has established that all men must meet. A nation will not be forgiven if they do not humble themselves. A nation will not be forgiven if they do not pray. A nation will not be forgiven if they do not seek the face of the Lord and if they do not turn from their wicked ways. But rest assured that every nation, every person, every people that humbles themselves and prays, that God will hear from heaven and God will forgive their sinfulness and God will heal their land. Notice this, folks. It must be recognized that there is a sin problem before anybody will ever ask God to forgive them. That's true for the individual, and that's also true for the nation. Anytime that a nation would say, "It is our right to do a bad thing," God will never forgive that nation. We think of the act of abortion and how that these children have been killed. And if people do not say, "This is a sin before Almighty God," God will never forgive that sin. Just as a person today who commits a sin, if he will never recognize that that is a sin, God will never forgive them of that sin. You see, those two things go together very clearly. And know this, that God sent Jonah, a prophet of his, to the land of Nineveh to preach to them how they should repent. And that was a heathen nation. Should not the United States of America, which is supposed to be a Christian nation, hear the preaching of the Word of God just as Nineveh, a heathen nation, heard the Word of God and they repented and God healed their land? I pray that we will hear and understand that there is sin in the camp. Notice this. It is God's people, not governmental processes, that are here called upon. Let me read to you again, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. The Bible states, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." There is no need for Christians to strike up a political agenda or to join a political force. There is no need for new laws. Think about it, folks. There's enough laws on the books to choke a horse. We need to obey the laws that God has established and not be so concerned with establishing new laws in the governmental processes. This verse teaches that it is the people of God that God is talking to. Notice again, "If my people, which are called by my name," you see, it is the people who call themselves by the name of God. Those are the ones that God is talking to. It is Christians who need to humble themselves before an almighty, most holy, sovereign King. It is very apparent from this verse that Christians have not humbled themselves. Notice what the passage states. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves." You see, it is apparent they have not humble themselves. It is apparent that there is trouble in the nation because the children of God have not humbled themselves before God and simply admitted that they are a part of the problem. As long as Christians will say, it's the government's problem, it's somebody else's problem, the problem will never be fixed. It is Christians who need to pray. Notice from this passage, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. It is apparent from this verse that Christians, those that are called by the name of God, have not prayed to God as they should. Many people believe that they can only pray, perhaps on Sunday, and that's going to get them by for the rest of the week. But that's not true. God's people must pray, and must pray diligently. The Bible states that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And in the days of Elijah, Elijah alone was the one that prayed and turned the face of the nation toward God. Could it be today that we need one person who will effectually pray unto God that the United States of America might be turned away from sin? And notice, there is no political agenda here that's talked about. There's nothing said about anything else that's being done. But the Bible states, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He's not talking about striking. He's not talking about carrying placards. He's not talking about walking in some kind of a picket. What he's saying, if God's people will just humble themselves before me, recognize that they've sinned, and pray and seek my face. That's individually. He's not talking about that you have to do this at a public meeting somewhere. Rather, that individuals will do this because they see what's going on. If my people, is what he's stating here. I do need to say that worrying and thinking is not necessarily praying. You might know about a situation and worry about it a lot, but that doesn't mean you're praying about it. And you might think about the situation a lot, but that doesn't mean you're praying about it. Praying is talking to God. Worrying is just thinking about yourself. But we need to talk to God about these things. Now listen, Christians need to seek the face of the Lord. Notice, again, the passage states this. Christians need to seek the face of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Saved people, godly people, Christian people need to seek the face of the Lord. It is apparent from this verse that these people that are called by the name of God have not been seeking His face. Now listen, there is a vast difference between seeking His face and seeking His back. There's a vast difference between seeking the face of God and seeking His blessings. Coming before God, recognizing that we are sinners, recognizing that we are the problem, is essential to the healing of our nation. If you're listening to this broadcast this morning and you are a child of God, you need to humble yourselves before an Almighty God. You need to pray before an Almighty God, and you need to seek Almighty God and listen. You need to turn from your wicked ways. Now you could say to me, I don't have any wicked ways. If you go before God very long, you'll know better than that. We need to be a holy people before a most righteous and perfect God, because that is what God expects us to be. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us once again this morning. We do appreciate you listening to this radio program, and we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning, the Lord willing, for another radio broadcast. Thank you now for listening.